When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We gotta start making smarter decisions about our money. We can't let the flashy ads pay as low as $99, $199 a month. No. You see, it's not just about getting from point A to point B. It's about making a smart financial move that sets us up for success. All those extras, the bells and whistles and dealership love to throw special things at us. And the next thing you know, we're driving off the lot, paying through the nose for it.
Welcome to the table. Welcome to the table.
Now, we all know that getting a car is a big deal right now. You see, purchasing a car, I believe, is probably the average person's second largest purchase they will ever make. What's the first? Is a home, right? But then right after that, I believe the second largest person purchase anybody will make will be their car. You see, it's not just about getting from point A to point B. It's about making a smart financial move that sets us up for success. But here's the thing, and this is why I'm talking about this today. Too many of us, and I've been one of them, are falling into the trap of overpaying for cars. And it's costing us a lot of money. But first off, let's sit back. Let's talk about these prices, right? They're going through the roof right now. Did you know that the average price for a new car in the U.S. hit over $47,000 last year in the year of 2023? That's insane. I remember when I was selling cars, you can go buy a Nissan Sentra for like $13,000, brand new. You can get a fully loaded Honda Accord for $21,000. I'm talking about fully loaded. When navigation was a big thing, when leather seats became a big thing, you spending $21,000. 6-7 years later, we're at $47,000 a year. That's crazy. But here's the thing. What's even crazier is that it's going up faster than inflation. We're talking about folks shelling out way more than they need to just get behind the wheel of a new car. And it's not just a sticker price, you guys. That's the problem. It's not. Nah, it's all those extras, the bells and whistles and dealership love to throw special things at us. That they see us coming, flashing that new car smell, and the next thing you know, we're driving off the lot with a bunch of stuff we didn't even know we needed and paying through the nose for it. We can't even breathe because car payments at $1,000 right now and $800 right now. That's insane. I remember when car payments used to be as low as $99. And here's the thing that's really starting to become real. Delinquency. People who are behind on their auto loans. It's through the roof right now, you guys. We're talking about more folks than ever behind on car payments. And it's not hard to see why. With wages staying flat and some people losing their job and the cost of living going up, it's getting harder and harder to keep up with those monthly bills. So what's the solution? Well, it starts with us, okay? We gotta start making smarter decisions about our money. We gotta start doing research and we gotta make informed decisions when it comes to buying a vehicle. We can't let the flashy ads pay as low as $99, $199 a month. No. We're going to talk about that today as well. Because here's the truth. I used to be a car salesman, and I didn't care nothing about you. Can I be real with you? I didn't care nothing about you at all. I was thinking about my home, my family, and I would do whatever I had to do legally to get you to sell a car. Now, maybe it wasn't morally. If I saw you coming in and you peeped out this BMW, but you come to me with a Honda Accord money, I'm showing you the BMW. And I'm trying to convince you that you can afford the BMW because I'm going to make more money on that than I'm going to make on what you honestly can afford. So today I am going to give you the six essential money rules that you have to know and you have to go by when it comes to purchasing your car. But before we go there, before I get to these six essential money things, I think studies are showing us, not studies, but when I look at the numbers on the back end of YouTube, just on YouTube alone, nearly 73% of you all who are honestly watching this right now are not a part of the E3 community, aka subscribe to the channel. So listen, man, we drop new content every single day. Monday on our podcast and on our YouTube channels. Tuesday on my website, written articles to help you with your money. Wednesday, we go live for our E3 community. If you're a part of the E3 community, you can call in and ask me any questions. On Thursdays, we drop another article. And then on Fridays, we drop another show. And all of this is for you. And I think it's crazy that 73% of you all who honestly sit there and watch me faithfully at least two or three times a month are not subscribed to the channel. So if you can, do me a favor, hit that subscribe button right now before we get into these six essential money tips to purchasing a car. And hit that thumbs up, because the more we can hit the thumbs up, I promise you we'll be able to reach the world. We are on the road to 1 million E3 community members here on YouTube. And I mean, y'all, and if you're listening to me on podcast, thank you so much, you know. But I really, really just wanted to sit back and just personally invite you before we jump into these six things. Now, let's get into it. Here's number one. If you're really going to make the smart decision when it comes to purchasing your car, you have to know what you want and what you need. I think oftentimes I really do lead with, you know, go after what you need first and then settle for your wants whenever you can. Now, when you're purchasing a car, yes, you need to get what you need, but also there should be a little bit of things inside of that of what you want. You see, before buying a car, it's crucial to have a clear, and I mean this, a super clear understanding of your wants and needs. I need you to consider factors such as the type of vehicle you need. Do you need a sedan? Do you need an SUV? Do you need a truck, right? What kind of features do you need? Fuel efficiency, safety features, technology. Then here's the key thing, your budget, okay? How much can you honestly afford? And what's the intended use? Are you commuting? Are you using this car for Uber, for Lyft, for grocery delivering? Is this for your family transportation? Is it for off-roading? Is it just a luxury car you're only driving for the weekends? Or is this your every single day car? But before you buy the car, I need you to sit down and really, 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 really spend time and identify, what do you want? You know, what do you need? So when you walk onto the car lot, when they're trying to upsell you, you can say, no, that's not what I need and it's not what I want. And I'm so content with, you know what? I get it, you're trying to sell me a BMW, but I know I really want the Honda. Let me tell you why I want the Honda Accord. Let me tell you why I want the Nissan Altima. Let me tell you why I want the Toyota Camry. Let me tell you why I want the Sentra, this car. Let me tell you why, because that's what I can afford. That's what I can afford. It has all the features that I need, right? I don't need a long sunroof. Why am I gonna spend an extra 10 grand for it? It's not in my budget right now. Okay. I don't need navigation in there. I got Apple Maps on my phone. I'm good. I got Google Maps on my Android phone. Android users, Lord Jesus. You know, I have what I need in this car. So respectfully, you're going to make money off of this car. Give me the best deal you need on this car, because this car has everything that I want and every single thing that I need. I can tell when people came into the dealership and they didn't know what they really wanted, but they know that they needed a new car. Maybe a car broke down and they're in need of a new car, but I could tell that they never sat down and said, okay, what's their budget? I remember one lady came in and she said, hey, I need a new car. My car just got totaled. I just got the check. And so I just need a new car. You know, what are your options? And I asked her, I said, well, what would you like? What are you looking for? You know, et cetera. She said, I don't know. I'm just looking for a car. So immediately off the top as a salesman, you know, I said, well, hey, what's your monthly budget? Like, how much can you afford a month? She hit me with $400. So automatically we try to go up $200 as a car dealer. If you tell me you can afford $400 a month, I could put you into a $600 a month car. A $600 a month car is going to be right around that time was right around $30,000 to $45,000, and we'll hit you with the good interest. Then by the time you got to the back, you know, we're going to sell you all these rim protection, tire protections, paint protection, unlimited service. So by the time you got to the back, you're paying $600, but really you're paying about $55,000 for the car. And now you're screwed because you're upside down because we tax you for the money. But it's because you never told me what you wanted and what you needed. He never did. You walked in there and said, hey, I see all these cars. Give me the best deal. Tell me what you have in a lot, and we can go from there. Then one person told me, you know, I just want to see what can I qualify for. And I was like, okay, let's pull your credit and let's see what you can qualify for. We pulled her credit. She had a 713 credit score. Man, she could qualify for anything on a lot. And so I said, well, hey, you know, what would you like? Right now, we got you approved up to $50,000, pretty much anything on this lot. What would you like? She went out there and got all the bells and whistles. Car payment, I think at that time, was like $740. She was 24 years old. But she didn't spend the time to sit down and identify what she needed and what she wanted. She just knew she needed a new car. Speaking of needs and wants, I want to thank today's sponsor of the show, Ethos. Ethos Life Insurance are the individuals who provide term life insurance. And here's the truth. This is not something that you want. This is something that your family needs. I sleep better, I feel better because I wake up every single day knowing that if I don't wake up or if life happens, my family will be taken care of because I went after the responsibilities of doing the research and making sure that my family is taken care of. I took the time at 40, turning 40 this year, that I say, you know what, I'm not going to go after my wants. I'm going to make sure that I have what I need in case God brings me home early. And you guys, we're talking about buying a car, and I'm all for that. I want you to buy a car if you need it. But don't go out there and spend $50,000 on a car and you cannot afford $100 a month, $50 a month for life insurance. I need you to check this commercial out. Recently, I've completed my full estate plan, and it's been an emotional journey, if I'm going to be honest with you. But now I have a peace of mind knowing that my family and loved ones are well taken care of. But here's something you may not know that I think you need to know. According to a recent study, nearly 60% of African American adults have life insurance. Now, wait a minute. Many of these policies may not provide sufficient coverage to fully protect their families in case of unexpected deaths. This lack of adequate coverage is a pressing issue among the Black community. It can lead to financial difficulties and potentially hinder the building of generational wealth. In today's time, it's more important than ever for African Americans to give priority to life insurance and estate planning. You see, by doing so, you can ensure that your loved ones are secure in the event of your passing. This covers funeral and burial costs, clears all debts and mortgages, and provides a financial cushion to help them continue building wealth, long-lasting wealth. Don't leave your family's financial future to chance. I want you to secure life insurance today. I want you to get a free life insurance quote through my friends at Ethos. All you gotta do is go to anthonyoneal.com/life insurance. Again, that is anthonyoneal.com/life insurance for your free quote, or click the link in today's show notes. Protect your family's future and attain a peace of mind. Act right now, and let's get back to today's show. So go to anthonyoneal.com/life insurance. Get a quote today. It'll take you 5 minutes to get a quote. You will sleep better as a mother, as a single mother. You will sleep better as a single father. You will sleep better if you have loved ones knowing that you got $1 million, $2 million life insurance policy with no blood work, with no hospital visits within 24 hours. I promise you, you will do that. And here's what I love about Ethos. Not only are they going to give you a term life insurance policy, watch this. Because you get with them, they're going to make sure, watch this, that you get a free estate plan. And an estate plan is something that a lot of us are not taking advantage of. When I did mine 2 years ago, it cost me about $2,500. I wish I could have got it for free. I wish Ethos was providing this when I signed up for Ethos a few years ago. But they weren't. But now that they are, you guys, take advantage of it. An estate plan covers your will. It covers your power of attorney, covers all your bank account, your medical liabilities, gets you a full trust in there. This is where inside your trust, you put your cars, you put your homes, you do all of that. So listen, check them out. I won't live too long with them, but I promise you, you'll love it. Here's number two. All right. This is the question that I'm asked often. Should you purchase a new car or a used car? Now, deciding between buying a new or used car really depends on, one, the budget, two, net worth, your net worth, three, the deal, right? The deal. Pre-COVID, buying a used car, right, was honestly the only way, the best way to do it. Now, buying a new car, you could honestly sometimes buy just as much as a used car, or sometimes cheaper, depending on the brand that you have. And honestly, the brand you're going after. You see, what are the benefits for buying a brand new car in 2023? Some will say the warranty and reliability. You see, new cars typically come with warranties that cover major repairs for a certain period, providing a peace of mind, right? Additionally, new cars are less likely to have mechanical issues compared to used cars. So I could totally understand that. Now, coming with the new car as well, you'll get your latest features and technology. New cars often come with equipped with the latest safety features, technology advancements, modern designs, Apple CarPlay now in a dashboard, your information on the screens. Now you got driver assistance with some of these new cars. So I get it. It comes with that. Then on a new car, you can customize your options, right? Buying new allows buyers to choose specific features, specific colors, custom colors and options that come inside the car. You can personalize the car to yourself. But here's the thing with new cars, right? Here's the thing with new cars. There's two things. Number one, you're going to have a higher financing rate, right? You are going to pay, if you're not buying this thing brand new, you're going to have a higher interest rate, right? While new cars may have the high sticker prices, they often come with, you know, high-end rates. And sometimes, here's the truth, sometimes you can find them on low interest rates, but the lower interest rates come with longer terms. You pay more in interest. I'm not a fan of financing cars at all. Here's number two, the downfall when it comes to buying a new car. The depreciation, it just drops like crazy. It says it drops a matter of 10 to 20% the moment you turn the key, the moment you sign that piece of paper. Within the first full year, you're at about 30 to 40% drop. Then it slows down after the first full year. But within the first 24 hours of you owning that car, you lose 10 to 15%. Sometimes 20% depending on the car. Within the first full year, you lose 40%. Then it, I think it drops from there in between 5 and 7% a year, depending on the miles that you have in the car. But let's talk about the benefits of buying a used car. Lower depreciation. One of the biggest advantages of buying used is avoiding the steep, and I mean the steep depreciation that new cars experience in the first few years. You see, used cars have already depreciated significantly, allowing buyers to get more value for their money. Lower purchase prices. Generally, used cars have lower purchase prices compared to new counterparts, making them more affordable for buyers on a budget. Check this out. This can allow buyers to purchase a higher trim level or a more luxury model within their price range. Ding, ding, ding. That's me. I haven't purchased anything brand new. Everything I purchased have been used. My Bentley, used. My truck, used. But check this out. If I took my car, my Bentley right now, and I buy that same car in the year that I, in the year, so 2020, and if I bought that car, I would have spent $130,000 more, but because I bought it 2 years later, I spent $100,000+ less. Because I say, I allowed the previous earner, owner to take that loss for me. And now what happens? I got a high-end car with all the high-end features in it, and I ain't spend that kind of money. Nope. Here's another benefit to buying used cars, but a lot of people don't know. Lower insurance costs. You see, insurance premiums are often lower for used cars since they have a lower value compared to new cars. So, prime example, this car, the MSRP on this car was $389,000 brand new. I bought it for much less. I want to say for half, right? I bought it for half, paid cash for it. I got the pink slip in my safe, right? And I asked them, I said, hey, if this was a 2022, how much would my insurance be on this? They said just for this car, it would have been $1,100. But because the value is not up there, because that you don't have any car accidents, you're only going to spend $400 a month for this car. I said, well, look at God. You see, this is why it goes back to, really, really doing the research, coming up with the plan beforehand. Because if I would have just bought a brand new car, not only would I have a high depreciating situation coming my way, but I'm also now stuck to paying high insurance rates because it's brand new. So I lose money on the purchase and I pay more money to insure the car. I don't know about y'all, but I was talking with one of my friends. I was talking to my barber, and there's another guy in there who sells cars. Well, he does cars, and he says, yeah, man. He said, when I bought my Rolls Royce, because he rents out these vehicles. He said, when I bought my Rolls Royce, I went to sell it. It was hard to sell it because they call Rolls Royce a mansion on wheels. He was like, so people, when they want to buy a mansion, they want to go ahead and do the customizing stuff themselves. And he was like, man, my Rolls Royce, I spent $400,000 for it, but right now they're only offering me $160,000 for it. I said, for a Rolls Royce? And me and my barber was like, I will buy that. Like, you spent $400,000, 5 years later, it's only worth $100,000+. But it's because, listen to what he said, it is hard to sell a used Rolls Royce because people want to customize the mansion on wheels. I said, that's crazy. I'll buy it. Like, if I had the money, I would buy it. I don't want to spend $400,000 and 5 years later it's only worth, you know, not even half of what I spent. No. Which takes me back to how should you pay for it, which is number three. There are three ways you can purchase a car. Here's the number one most, I would say most popular way, financing. You see, financing allows you to spend the cost of the car over time, right, with monthly payments. You're going to be considering factors such as interest rates, loan terms, and your ability to afford monthly payments. The next most common way is leasing. This is what we tend to see with your little bit more people who have a little bit more money and people who want to have more car, but they don't want to spend the high value of it up front to pay cash, or they don't want to spend the high payment on it. So they go in there, lease a 2024, you know, Porsche or 2024 BMW, get all the features on it, but pay very, very minimum. You see, leasing involves paying for the use of a car for a set period of time, typically with lower monthly payments than buying, right? So what they do with leasing, here's how you can understand it. They're gonna say, all right, let's say you sign a three-year term on leasing on this high-end car. They're gonna take into account the depreciation of the vehicle, how many miles you would possibly drive, add on interest, and add on fees on how they can make money over the 3 years. Those four things come into play of making your monthly payment. So yes, while some, for an example, will purchase, let's say, a 2024 BMW fully loaded, all the bells and whistles, they'll spend $1,200.
What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Ayo. And I got to talk to you about something near and dear to my heart, and that's representation. You see, growing up, seeing black voices in media was like finding gold in a mine. It showed me what was possible. People like Oprah, Steve Harvey, and even Malcolm X, they paved the way for folks like me to step into the spotlight. And now there's a new wave of black voices making extreme waves, and they're doing it on NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths. This collection is a celebration of blackness like none other. Each episode is like a journey through our shared experiences. Joy, resilience, empowerment, it's all there. From Bobby to Michelle Obama, they're covering it all. And let me tell you, listening to these episodes, it's like sitting down with your fam and having a real talk about what it means to be black today. NPR is not holding back with this show. They're bringing you stories that matter. Stories that reflect the full spectrum of black life. It's like they say, stories should never be about us without us. So do yourself a favor and tune in to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR. It's not just a podcast. I'm going to be real with you. It's a movement. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts, and let's keep celebrating our stories and our truths. All right, let's get back to my show.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
$1,000 a month. With leasing, right? They own or they are about to own the vehicle. Over here, if you lease it, they'll take into account of all that stuff, and your car payment may only be $700, but you do not own the vehicle. You're pretty much renting the car. You do not own the car. And there could be some mileage restrictions and fees for wear and tear. The least common way that I see, and this is the least popular way, is to pay cash. My philosophy is, if you have the funds available, pay cash for the car. It feels good knowing that I can get into my Bentley, my truck, and know that if life was to happen with me, I don't have a car note. Now, let's just say I lose everything and something happens. I can sell the Bentley and progress forward with whatever my life is presenting at the time, right? But I don't have to, because it's paid for. My friends crack jokes on me right now. Oh man, you're gonna trade that car in about 2 years. I'm like, nah, the Bentley doesn't change body styles for another, it's 2024 right now. They won't change the body style this like 2029, 2030. I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna drive this car till about 80,000, 90,000 miles for sure. It's paid for. Now, if a new body style come out and I like it, maybe I'll drive this car for like a year, year and a half, see what the budget is looking like at that time for me to do a new body style. The Bentley is my dream car, right? And so I want a Bentley in my life. The goal is to get a Rolls-Royce truck when I get 50. So I got 10 years to buy a mansion on wheels. But I'm not going to buy a mansion on wheels until I'm living in a mansion with my wife and my family and we're taken care of. But until then, I got a real nice truck for me and my girl Raven, my dog, and then I got my dream car, which is my two-seater Bentley, Bentley Continental, that I paid cash for. And it feels good to know that I own it. I own it. But here's the truth, and I want to talk about this before we go on. 10 years ago, if you walked in, heck, pre-COVID, if you walked in and said, hey, I'm paying cash, you got the best deal. That's not the case today. It's not the case at all. I thought I would never say this ever in my life, but I'm going to say it today. Financing gets you the best deal. It does. Financing the vehicle gets you the best deal. You know why? Because dealers are no longer making money on the car. Let's say, for an example, they have $30,000 into the car. Let's say they traded it in. They gave the last person $30,000 on the car. Or let's say they built a brand new car and it cost them $50,000 to buy the car. The markup on the cars, the way they were 10 years ago, they're not the same today because of competition, because of the internet and social media. So for an example now, what we're seeing in car dealerships is if they have $50,000 into the car, they may sell it for $55,000. Out of the $55,000, they got to pay their salesperson, 20-30% of that car deal, and then they're making they're making $2,000 or $3,000 off of that. Y'all, the average car dealership is only selling maybe about 100 cars a month. And if they're selling 100 cars a month, times that by $3,000, they're making $300,000 a month, right? But that's still not a lot of money for all of the overhead. So this is what car dealerships have done now. Car dealerships have made a deal with the banks. And this is where you really, really, really got to be wise at. They've made a deal with the bank to where, hey, we're not going to mark up our cars as much. We may go up $3,000-$5,000 on a car. But what we will do is we want a percentage. Let's say, for an example, the bank comes back, gets you approved for, a 4% interest rate. They want the permission. Banks have given car dealerships the permission to go up 1% or 2% on the interest rate. So you were approved for a 3% interest rate, but then now they're going up to 5% and they get the point difference paid to them from the bank for getting them 5%. That's where they make their money at. And so what's happening is now they're like, all right, bet, we got $50,000 into the car. Cool, great. I'll give it to you for $50,000. Actually, I'll cut you a deal. I'll give it to you for $49,000. You're thinking you're getting a deal. The car is worth $50,000, but you got it for $49,000. No, darling, you didn't get a deal. You didn't get a deal. They marked you up on the interest rate. When I went to purchase my truck, this happened to me. They wouldn't cut me a deal for cash. But he was like, but hey, if you finance a car, if you finance a car, I can cut you a deal. And I was like, bro, what? And so then my boy, right, was like, yo, this is what's going on, AL. This is what's going on. So I did some research and I was like, ah, I don't finance cars. So let me tell you what I did. So I can get the deal that I wanted. Signed the paper. As soon as they gave me my paper, I got a letter in the mail from the bank that they gave me. Walked in there, cut the check. Cut the check. I know the dealership is upset with me. You know why? Because my boy was telling me that in order, it has to stick to paper for 90 days. Some of them are 3 to 6 months. For them to get paid out, the difference in points has to be paid out for at least 3 to 6 months. I never saw an invoice. I never saw a payment. I just took the check that they wouldn't give me and just went back to my bank, rerouted it, gave it to the bank, boom, paid it off before they could even charge me $1. So it's all about being smart, right? It's about, okay, I'll sign the dotted line. I'm still not getting into debt. I'm still not going to, you know, pay any interest. I'm going to let you feel as if you won, but I'm just going to send a check directly to them. Here's the problem. I can do that. My problem is, can you do that to save money? And I want you to be honest with me. Put it in the comment section. Put it in the chat if you're watching this live. Could you do that? Or would you be the person that will keep that money and go spend it and take the car notes? If you are the person that is saying, you know what, Anthony, if they don't take my cash right then, I'm honestly just going to take the payments. And if that is you, yo, listen, you need to go ahead and just pay cash. Find you a dealership that will pay cash. And speaking of that, here's the best time to get the best deal. Here's number 4, end of the month, okay? Do not buy a car until the last 3 business days of the month or the last year, not last year, the last month of the year. The best time to purchase pretty much anything, but we're talking about cars today, especially commission-based furniture. If you go into a furniture store, car dealerships, you name it, anywhere that's selling anything, the best time to purchase and to really get a significant discount on a car is to buy it towards the end of the year, December, right? And the last 3 days of every single month. I'm cutting you the best deal in the world. If you come to me, and let's say for an example, there's 31 days in this month. And let's say you come to me on the 30th of the month, and you're ready to cut a deal. You walk in and say, listen, I don't want to play around. I know what I want. I know what I need. Here's my budget. I only can afford a $15,000 car. I only can afford a $25,000 car. I'm looking at a Honda. I'm looking at a BMW. I'm looking at this. And I want this color. I see that you have this color. But the price is about $5,000 more. I'm paying cash. I'm willing to work a deal out right now. But I really don't have time to play. So I just want to know, like, don't sugarcoat around with me. Don't try and play around me. Get me that car. Don't bring me no other car. Don't try and sell me anything else. I've already done the research, and I'm telling you what I need and what I want, and I'm ready to cut a deal. I just want to test drive the car. I want to take the car by a mechanic to make sure that the car is in good standings. And I want that car. Did you hear me clearly? I want that car. And watch this. You only have an hour of my time. Anything past an hour of my time, I'm going to another dealership. Because what's going to happen is the salesman is going to see you. And then the salesman is going to push you off to, you know, another salesman who's acting as a manager. Then after another salesman, you can't get the deal with that salesman. Then the floor manager, I got this thing down, Pat. The floor sales guy who's over all the sales, who's just a salesperson, but he's there to help close deals as well. Then he'll come. If he can't get you to close, then the sales manager or the finance manager will come out and cut you the best deal. Listen, I was just telling them up front, listen, these are the numbers. Don't send me two or three different people in here. You can bring me the sales manager if you want. But if they're coming in, they're bringing me in a deal. You go in there on the 30th and the 31st like that? Don't go in there on the first of the month. They got 30 more days. They're going to let you walk. Don't go in there on the 15th of the month because they know that's payday. They know you got down payment money. They know they can squeeze you. No, go out there when they need you. Not when you need them, when they need you. I've never purchased a car before the 29th or the 30th of the month. Never. I can show you the sales receipts. When I went to buy my truck, I went and looked at it, I think right around the 20th. I said, hey, man, this is what I could do. I know you probably can't budge on it right now, but I can give you $7,000 less. $7,000 less. He said, oh, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. I said, no problem, bro. I respect it. Let me get my car out of service, man. I'm good. I'm going home. He said, oh, man, you sure? I'm like, yeah, no, man. I can't do no more than, I can't do that. I can't do that. So he let me go. He texts me on the 28th. Hey, man, we can come down. We can come down $3,000. I said, nah, man, we're missing four. We're missing $4,000. I need to come down $7,000. Ah, man, Anthony. I said, hey, man, that's no problem. No rush. Let me know if you ever get another truck in. And let me know, man. I'm in no rush, man. I don't need a car. You know, I don't need it. You know, my car is doing okay. My other truck was doing okay. I said, cool, great. So it's in no rush. I got at least another year in this car. I was just trying to trade it in before, you know, the mileage get too high. And because that was a 2017 when I was driving. And I wanted something a little bit newer, a little bit bigger for me and my girl Raven, my dog. And so I was in no rush. Like, I really was like, cool, great. So then he texts me. He says, hey, give me a call when you can. I give him a call. This is on the 30th of the month. He says, hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't do it cash, but I can give you that price if you finance it and stick with it for 90 days. I was like, bro, you know what I'm financing? He says, I know, man. He said, but if you want to save that, not only can I save you $7,000, but I can take, I think he said, $8,000 off and do your first service for free. Service on that car is expensive. So I was like, okay. So all I got to do is sign on the dotted line and say, yeah, and just keep it for 90 days. Keep the financing for 90 days. So I never lied to the guy. I said, okay. I said, okay, I'll finance it. I signed a dotted line. Never told him I was going to keep it for 90 days. I ain't going to lie to him. He said, hey, man, you got to come today and get it. I said, cool, great. Here's the other thing. I got to put down half. I'm putting down half. He was like, ah. I said, bro, I'm putting down. Because I didn't want all that. Like, I wanted to put down some cash and then come home and cut the rest. And the sales manager said, hey, man, the most we could allow you to put down is I think he said like $10,000. I said, that's fine. Went in there, gave him a check for $10,000, came home very next week. I got the letter from the bank saying, hey, welcome. They gave me my account number on that letter that day. Listen, is there a closer camera, Jay? I want them to see my face yet. Right, let me get closer. That day I wired them the money. I sent them the money for the truck, paid cash. Never saw a payment, an invoice from them. Never saw nothing from them. Within 2 weeks, they sent me back, you know, the pink slip for my car. But it's because I worked out the best deal on the last day of the month. And let me tell you why it's good to do at the end of the year. Because normally, right around December, right before Christmas, right after Thanksgiving, going in before Christmas, those are the best times to get a good deal now on brand new cars, because they'll price them down to like a good quality used car. And then sometimes they'll even lower their interest rates, which again, I'm not promoting financing it, but you're gonna get the best deal on the actual cost. Which leads me to number five. And I really wanna help you all out here, because this is very, very important. I can't tell you how many sneaky fees we have inside of your paper. You see, when purchasing a car, be aware of additional fees that dealerships may add, such as the most popular one, and we've all seen it, and I can tell you as a former sales rep, it's a bunch of bull crap. They call it destination charges. They call it documentation fees. They call it advertising fees. When you go in there and you see documentation fees and destination fees and port fees and advertising fees and paperwork fees, nah, y'all, remove that crap. All that is that is a great way to have a guaranteed check. 9 times out of 10, you're going to see it at $997 or $497 on higher-end cars. It's going to be $997. That's just a guaranteed way of making money. $497 on like your Hondas, Toyotas. That's just a guaranteed way. That's not paying for no documentation fees, none of that. That's just a guaranteed check on top of what they're making when it comes to the price of the car, when it comes to the point spread that they have on the interest rate, right? Then also be very, 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 very careful on how you're choosing your warranties. I don't believe in buying any extra warranties. I'm going to live with a 3-year, 5-year warranty that a car may come, which is why I suggest you get a 3-year car, because if you get a 3-year car, you're going to be at the tail end of warranty. You can drive that car for 1 year, make sure nothing's wrong with it. And if something does break down, you still have the warranty for the car on the last year of the warranty of the car. But these wheel repairs, tire repairs, unlimited services, y'all, it's not free. They're not cutting you a deal. They're charging you. Do you know how much it costs to really do an oil change? Let's just say for the average car out there, let's say if you get a Honda Accord. Let's go up. We're seeing a lot more of our people driving the BMWs and Mercedes. For a BMW and Mercedes oil change right now, you're spending anywhere between $5 to $1,000, depending on the kind of Mercedes or BMW that you have, right? It only costs them $100 due to oil change. But they're charging you $500 inside of your sale, and they're gonna charge you that for 3 years. They put that on top of the deal. Hey man, we're gonna give you unlimited servicing. It's gonna be $2,200, but unlimited servicing for 3 years. No. Now I'm just gonna come back and just pay cash for the service. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that. Don't buy the extra stuff. I get it. Some of y'all are scared. Well, Anthony, I'm single, or I'm young, and I don't want to deal with the maintenance. Y'all, this is why I teach have an emergency fund and park your emergency fund inside of a high yield savings account. So that way, every single month, at least you're getting some money back. And if you are driving an older car, I teach have at least 1 month of your average salary inside of, you know, your high yield savings account while you're eliminating debt. But after you eliminate debt, you should have at least 3 to 6 months of your average net pay inside of a high-yielded savings account. To where now, if an emergency does happen with your car, the average car repair is going to cost you, if it's a major repair, between $1,000 and $2,000. If it's a tire, if it's a windshield wiper, if it's a windshield, that's going to be anywhere between $100 and $500. You have the money there, and you're not wasting your money on extra stuff that makes no sense. Because I promise you right now, they're marking it up 5 to 10 times the actual amount. You're not getting a good deal. And I want to close with this one. Save on car insurance. To save on car insurance, it's simple. I want you to shop around for quotes from multiple insurance companies to find the best rates. Additionally, consider factors such as driving record, the type of car that you're driving, and available discounts. Like, I didn't know they got military discounts. They got single mother discounts out there. They have, you can put these things on your car to track your driving, which I can't have that on my car. But if you're willing to put this thing to track your speed on your car, oh man, they're cutting deals. Like, they're cutting off 5 to 10%. But here's another thing that I really, really, really want you to understand when it comes to shopping for car insurance and how to get the discounts. Make sure your debt is low and your credit is good. Did you know that the lower your debt is, they consider you to be a safer driver? I didn't know that. I honestly didn't know that. One of my friends, I'm spending about six and some change a month for both of my vehicles. And one of my friends said, yo, bro, your Bentley by itself should be more than my car. And he's spending $1,200 a month to cover one of his high-end cars. But because I purchased mine used, the mileage is low, my driving record is clean, never been at fault for any accidents, I shopped around, because watch this, did you know this? It costs them more money, it costs the insurance company more money to lose you than it is to keep you. Say one more time. If you left them and went to another insurance company, it costs them more money for that than it is for them to honestly keep you and to gain you. So as you're shopping around, don't be scared to tell your current insurance company, hey, State Farm, Geico, Progressive, all these other companies, they're offering me this for this car, for this coverage. Can you all match that or beat that? And tell them, like, hey, I'm not even trying to play around with you, but I love this company. I've been with y'all for, you know, a few years now. I would love to save, but also I got to go where the money is cheaper. And that's exactly what I did. I was with Geico. State Farm offered me much, much cheaper than Geico. I called Geico. Geico's been dropping people left and right. They dropped my Bentley. So I said, all right, cool. But then they begged me to keep my truck there. I said, no. So I took both of my cars over to State Farm. I said, State Farm, I'm willing to bring both of my cars and my homeowner's insurance over there. They gave me a great deal. A great deal. Why? Because I was willing to do my research. I had the quality of a used car. And I want to end on this. Here's why you got to do your research. Stop looking at the cost of the monthly payment, because I know some of you all are not going to listen to me and pay cash. Fine. I understand, right? Don't look at the cost of the monthly payment. Look at the total cost of ownership. How much am I paying for the vehicle? If you're financing it, how much are you paying back? Two, how much will the insurance be on this car? Before I went to any dealership, I called my insurance company and said, hey, I'm looking at a Bentley Continental. This is a year. This is how many miles. What is this going to range from? Because I was going from a Porsche Panamera to a Bentley. Hey, I'm looking at this truck. What is this going to run me insurance? I was looking at like three different trucks, and the truck that I landed with was honestly the one because it was going to cost me less insurance. And I was like, yo, I don't want to be paying that much money on insurance. I said, heck no. No. And the reason why some of us are getting robbed is because we're not doing our research. We're not properly assessing every single thing that we have to have. So please, you guys, do the research. All right. It's going to save you money in your bank account. It's going to save you money on the insurance. And I want to end with this. Get you a car that you can drive until the wheels fall off. Stop trading in every 2-3 years. Go out there and get you a car that you want, that you like, and that you will enjoy. And that's what I did. I have two cars that I love and that I will enjoy. And these body styles are not changing anytime soon. And I'm like, yo, I'm going to ride I'm going to ride it. Every time I take my car into the Bentley dealership, they love me. They're like, yo, these cars are made to drive. He was like, the reason why you're not having any big issues with your car, Anthony, is because you're driving your car. He said, man, I got 2020 Bentleys coming in here that only got 5,000 miles on it. And they're wondering why they have an oil leak. It's because you're letting your car just sit there. But Anthony, you're keeping that engine hot. You're running the car. And I'm like, absolutely. I spent too much money for this car for letting it sit. It's a car. So get a car that you love, that you will take care of, and that you will drive. And it will save you money. It will save you a lot of money. Yo, I love you. God bless you. I'm gonna see you in the next show. Peace out.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.